X's death.
Listen every Saturday.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. This is exciting. Here we are. We made it through Christmas and we are all ready to find out exactly what God's going to be doing in this coming year. I am really excited. And in fact, as I was thinking and praying for different families, in every case, as I was praying, the Holy Spirit put into my heart to pray for a year of miraculous intervention with signs and wonders giving glory to God. And I don't remember ever having the Holy Spirit just impress that into my thoughts as I was in prayer, literally for every family I was praying for. And I just believe that the revival that we have been asking and seeking God for is something that God desires to do. And so we are blessed this morning. David, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
This is David Francoeur in person.
In person.
In studio.
The best person I can be.
Dave, we're so blessed to have you as a part of our family here at WCNO. And Karen Hubbard.
Good morning.
Why can we not hear you?
Who knows?
Is your mic?
Little technical things.
We send a big hello to you and to your husband. And one of these days, are you going to rope him in so we can actually, you know, hear a little of his wisdom? Or is that probably?
I don't think that will ever happen.
That will probably not happen. Okay, so
being at, you know, he's such an outgoing guy.
Yes. Well, I know we have mail, but we also have Tim and Maria Widrow that are with us, and we are so looking forward to the Daniel Fast coming up in January, and they are going to be sharing some wonderful news with us about that. And I always love to hear Maria share some of the story of some of the miracles that God has done during fasting. And so we as a congregation this year have actually kind of changed what we've done for maybe 8 years. And instead of doing a 40-day fast with the church, now some are still going to do that, but we are going to emphasize the 21-day fast, and that's what you all are going to be talking with us about. Tim, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here with you all again.
Great to have you. And Maria, welcome as well.
Thank you to be here for everybody. I'm so happy to see you guys and hear about the good news.
Good news. And you all are good. You're obviously a huge part of our family. We thank thank God for you, and so glad that you're able to join us today. All right, both of you have some mail. David, you and Karen have some mail, and we are behind in sharing our mail, so let's get some mail out, and keep your dial set right here at 89.9, because we're going to have a great morning together.
Well, I've got one thank you note from Janine in Lantana.
Okay.
And she just writes and says, thank you and may God bless. And we thank you, Janine, and appreciate your being a giver and listening to the station. Now, we also have a couple of prayer requests. And
okay.
So from somebody whose name I can't read. All right. But God knows who they are. Inez. She's asking for financial assistance for a building project she has to engage in. And then from Alicia.
She's looking for prayer, right?
Looking for prayer.
Sure.
For God to provide that.
Okay.
And then for Alicia, praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and for restoration of her marriage and family. And
okay.
Provision. So, Father God, we come before you for Inez. We thank you for the opportunity
yes,
she has to build. And we pray, Lord, that you would provide all the financial resources, all of the proper people to execute her plans in construction, and to bless every stage of that construction until it is complete and occupied.
Yes, God.
We also pray for Alicia, Lord. She is seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit. She's open and willing, and that's all you need, Lord, is a heart that's open and willing, and she trusts you and believes that it's time for this to occur in her life. We pray for that.
Yes, God.
We also pray and join her in prayer for restoration of her marriage and her family.
Yes, Father.
And all the things that need to be provided for that to occur.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord. You've heard these prayers. You are moving in your perfect timing to answer them.
Yes.
And we just praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Karen, what do you have for us today?
Okay, I have a couple of notes here.
Okay.
Is my mic working?
Well, we're hoping it's working, but I've
just
got you
on the board there.
I've got you ramped right up.
Okay, we have a note here from Gary, and I think it's Marty or Martha. I can't really read her name. But it says, thank you for all the good music. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we thank you for that note. And then here's a note here from Joe. And he said, hello, godly angels.
Godly angels?
Oh, I've never been called an angel.
Wow. Do I have to rewrite my curriculum vitae now?
Well, my mother never referred to me as an angel.
Yeah,
I guess my behavior didn't measure up.
Yeah.
And so Joe writes, thank you all for the ministry that is being broadcast. May God's continued blessings and guidance see this ministry through all its growing process.
Amen.
Great job.
Amen.
Well done. And he asks for a prayer for the Williams family, please.
All right.
So we can do that in a second, because there's a couple other prayer requests there. And then from, not sure who this is, the initial is L. Dear WCNO family, God bless you, your families, and the work you do at the station. Enclosed is my pledge to help the work continue. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and Blessed New Year.
Hmm.
Oh, actually, it's Linda from Port St. Lucie. Thank you so much, Linda. And this is from a little while back. We had Mary wrote in and said she needs prayer for work. And she listens to Tom Cantor, loves his program. And she's saying, thank you, Heavenly Father, for your constant instruction and concern for our lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So she's praying for work. And then I don't know if we've had an update with Joseph. Joseph, our brother, has been asking for prayer for well over a year now.
Yes.
He's been having kidney issues. And I don't know if we've had an update. This prayer request is from almost just a few weeks back, that she was in the hospital now dealing with the kidney issues.
And it's been very serious, yeah.
Yes, and we've been holding them up. So let me just pray for these
Amen.
Real quick. So Joseph, so Father God, we lift up Mary to you, Lord. Father, we know that Your hand is upon her, Lord. And Father, if she needs a kidney transplant, then Father, I pray that you would provide that, that if she's a candidate for that, that you would provide that kidney. And we prefer, God, that you would just heal her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet.
Yes, Lord.
But Father, we just stand in agreement with Joseph and what he is desiring for his wife, Lord, and what she is also desiring. So we just come in agreement with them in the name of Jesus for her healing, whatever way you decide to bring that, Lord, and we thank you. And Lord, I lift up Mary to you needing work. And I pray, God, that you would provide her with the work that would fit what she needs it to fit her lifestyle and her the distance and all of the other things involved in it, God. Father, that you would find that perfect work for her in Jesus' name. And Lord, again, Joe's request to lift up the Williams family. Father, we just pray your peace and your blessings over that family, God. Father, and we thank you, Lord, for the restoration in the family, God. Wherever anything's out of order, we pray that you would put it back in order, God.
Yes, God.
And that your grace and peace would be upon them.
Yes, God.
We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then I just had one more.
Oh, you have one more. Okay,
yes.
Please.
This Marilee and Vero had sent us, I guess it was for me, a little tasty tuna treat recipe for cats.
For cats? Yeah. Tasty tuna treat for cats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And, so, thank you, Marilee. I know that was for me.
There you have it. Again, we welcome you to Wednesday Live, and we have our guest, Tim and Maria Weidrup. We're going to be talking about this coming year and how we really set our hearts and our eyes toward the Lord in a passionate and real way to see breakthrough in our families. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. David, I did want to make mention of a dear friend of ours by the name of Pastor Steve Camp.
Yes. Yes.
He has a song that he's released this Christmas season.
He has indeed.
Did you catch any of the mail about what's happening with that song?
I have not.
Well, I don't have all of the specifics in front of me, but I was so blessed to hear that that song has been picked up. It's being played across the United States.
Mm.
And in Europe, I believe there is, maybe it's in Germany, where it's ranked like 44 out of all of the songs that are being played this Christmas season. And so God has given him gracious favor. And he said, you know, the 500 and some additional radio stations have picked the song up this season. And he said, well, it's not a million, but praise God. God is getting the message out, the song out. And so we want to lift up a shout to Steve Camp and their congregation at the Cross Church. And we want to say thank you for sharing your love with us and also your message and giving us an opportunity to actually play that song first.
Yeah, wow.
On air right here at WCNO. And we are actually going to jump to that song at this point. We'll be right back in just a moment. Tim and Maria, are you going to be ready to go?
We're ready.
You're ready. Okay. Okay.
You are. throne. Come and kiss the sun. Angels sang and praises rang. The heavenly choir soars to magnify the Lord.
Shall angels have their sons in heaven?
Steve Camp.
Camp. And you know, Steve, I don't think that's just a Christmas song. I like that. I've listened to that all year long.
Oh, well, of course. And Karen, you had some wisdom about that song.
Well, when Steve came in, he said that he would allow us to release and play that record before anybody else did.
That's right. So. First play on air, so we were able to do that. And we are going to be talking about praying and fasting. Tim and Maria Wydra, welcome. So great to have you with us. And we're going to have you with us for the rest of the morning. And so we're probably going to jump back and forth a little bit, because I also believe we have a couple other, well, they're becoming very well-known guests, and if we can just get Paul off the tractor and drag him in here, he comes in with a lot of wisdom. And Samal and Paul, Dave, are they both going to be here today?
They will be. It's a point. Yeah, they're on the way.
So when they show up, we welcome them. Right. So they're probably listening right now, you know. They don't come to town on the tractor, do they?
Paul had to one time, but generally they get in his pickup.
There you go. Okay. That works. Oh, let's talk about revival. Let's talk about the call of God to the church. Tim and Maria, how did you end up becoming a part of Daniel's fast? I mean, how did this happen? Because now we have books, we have cookbooks, we have manuals, we have ladies' manuals, we have doodle books, we have scripture books, we have all kinds of things that are just coming out of the Spirit of God at work in your life. So, Maria, help us. How did this happen?
Well, this happened, it's not about, how this is happening is very interesting, because I was not a prayer girl.
Okay.
I wasn't. And all of a sudden, I become.
That's how God works.
God knows how to do that,
yeah,
doesn't he?
In some point, I was thinking, why you have to bother God with your problems all the time? Yeah, but when God comes closer and closer to you, you have no place to go.
You can't get away.
You cannot get away.
That's right.
You either have to obey or do, or not.
Yeah, suffer the consequences,
you
right?
You have to suffer, yeah. And you suffer the consequences. Yes. Mm. You have no choice. But when you're in a place of trials,
yes,
you have to submit. Doesn't matter you want or not, and that's how the prayer starts.
So God came after you.
God comes after me, and I say, okay, I'll pray and fast. Do you like to fast? No. Who likes to fast?
Right.
No, you don't. But when I was in a position that I was in trial, I was very sick in that time.
Okay.
And God, and before actually I become serious Christian, I was having, I already explained that, I was a hodgepodge Christian.
Hodgepodge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a buffet, Christian buffet, everything that is okay for me, I'll take it.
Okay.
And I was lots involved in a new age
okay
type of you know, anything that is dealing with fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do juice fast and I do whatever fast is. And one day God talks to me and said, why you want to fast without me? And that's what actually I say, okay, so now what I'm going to do, okay, I have to pray, I guess. And I.
So you're saying for health reasons, you would do fast.
Yes, for health reasons.
And God said, why, if you would do this for your health, why wouldn't you include me?
Yes, why don't you include me? And that's what's happening, actually, because as I finish, before I was going to school and I finished homeopathic medicine and all that, and we were was trained, you know, for all kind of religious fast, except Christianity. That was like a very interesting. I don't even make anything of it until God say, where are you going with that?
Mm.
Okay, so, and when I become really aware, because not only you have to hear the voice of God, you have to receive it.
Yes.
It's otherwise become void somewhere in atmosphere, get lost.
Right.
You know, so when I received it, I was, oh, okay, now what I'm going to do. So then I started doing Daniel Fast, and then I said, well, what about if I put it into a book, and I share with other people, so I can have a little group. So I believe in when you having a bunch of women or men or families and you pray and fast and you share your heart, then you everything become more stronger and more real, you know, because when I pray just for me, it's very selfish.
Could be, yes.
Yeah, because now, me and I are going to have a fast.
Right, looking after your own interest.
Yes, looking like your own interest. But sometimes when you have a friend or fellowship that God designate for you, you become aware not only about you and I, but also about other people, where they're standing, how I can how I'm going to help them. Your heart become bigger. It's not just you. It's not about you. It's about the kingdom of God. And sometimes I say to people, yeah, you don't like this person, just you have to pray and fast with them.
that might change your perspective,
that
right?
That might change your perspective, because what is looking from outside doesn't mean when you get to know the person is going to happen. And one of my fasts, actually, I was fasting with the girl. It's already in the book. You can see it. Which basically she do a very she basically steal things from me.
Okay.
And all of a sudden she come and she say, can I fast with you?
Really?
Yeah.
Someone who's stolen from you now comes and said, could I fast with you?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I say, fast and pray with me. Okay. I say, okay. Okay, God sent it to me. I pray for it.
So God sent her to you.
Yeah, because anytime I start fasting prayer, I ask God to send me
a partner.
Mm-hmm. Fasting partner.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she is not even a Christian. She show up. And then she become a Christian. I said, no, before we fast and pray, we have to know which God.
We have to do
the things right, because you cannot just do it whatever we feel like. And then her heart turned around, and she has two sons, which was a drug addict.
Twins, right?
Addicted to drugs, both of them. Wow.
Yes. And right now, the both of them, they're going to church, and both of them, they give their hearts to Jesus after 33 years.
After 33 years.
This
followed the season of fasting.
Yes. When we fast with her, we say we have to set aside a time, and actually we have to work with our misconceptions and perceived ideas, because think about it, she stole whole business.
Yeah.
Business where I was having a business, and she came alone and she starts stealing stuff. And three times I actually tried to kick her out from the business. And the third time, finally, she actually recognized, hey, I do something wrong with this woman. Mm. But I wasn't bitter. I say mean to be. Mm. I have to move on to something else. Right. So it's kind of a rest.
God turned it for good.
That turned it for good. It's not something like I'm grieving about it. But I was, you know, there's a season I asking, why in the world people do stuff like such a stuff like that?
Well, this is amazing when you think about someone that's not a Christian. They have issues in their own family, which is every family. Every family has issues of some sort, or a relative, or something. But here's a family, a lady who has twin sons, both addicted to drugs, and she's not a born-again Christian, and yet she knew she needed to do something. She's willing, wanting to fast, but God just put you there.
God put you there.
And so, when we think about the love of God, that Christ died for us when we were yet sinners. And I just think the whole concept of being open to pray with someone that may not even yet be a Christian is kind of a new thought. Because, I mean, just to get people to think about fasting, period, is a big deal. But to say, God might have a unique plan for you as a Christ follower this year that's going to shake up the enemy's kingdom and transform some other people's lives. In fact, I'm positive that's what God wants to do. Okay, so this started. Now, before we go any further, I want to, which book are we going to give away? Let's give a book away.
Whichever one you choose.
Whatever people want.
Okay, since we're talking about fasting, let's start with a fasting book. All right, this is an orange one.
It's a Daniel Fast.
It's a Daniel Fast. It's a workbook that has everything in it you need, really.
Yes, everything they need. They don't need anything. They have a guide. They have a meal planning, devotional prayer, and they have a lot of... They also can color if they want to color. If they don't want to color, they don't need to color.
They don't have to color if they don't want to.
They don't want to, but also they have a workbook. And the workbook starts with 7-day increments.
Okay.
Which is divided by 21 days, and actually more. And then also they have, in the end of the book, they can continue. They can continue with devotional and prayer, whatever. Let's say, for example, if they do 10 days or 21 days, anybody who wants to do it. In the end of the day, in the end of the month, on the time, fasting time, 21 days, they can continue once a day, once a week or every 2 weeks. In the end of the book, they have in page 112, they have a page that they can actually record once a while.
It's awesome. Devotional journal.
Devotional journal for maybe 20 times or whatever after that they want to fast.
So I think everybody thinks about fasting. Occasionally pastors talk about it, but we don't do it a lot. But this, the call of God that's on your heart to give to the body of Christ is to invite people to join. So together, believers across our nation, across our region, around the world, come together. Give us those dates, and how can people find this book?
It's very good dates. January 8th.
8th?
To 28th. It's 8 is the fullness. It's a full.
Sure.
In the Bible, sure. It's the prophecy of fullness. So that's why we choose January 8th to 28th.
January the 8th through the 28th. And how can people find this book, and how can they find the other books that are available? I know you have a great website.
This is, yes, we have a very good website, but for logistics, I have to transfer it to Tim.
Hey, hello, Tim. Welcome.
Hi. The website that you can go to get this, and I think there's about 15, 20 other Christian books on there, is danielfast.org. It's very simple.
Danielfast.org.
Danielfast.org. And there you'll find videos, there's music, there's some cartoons that Maria actually created, some Bible stories, from parables in the Bible.
Okay.
They're actually cartoon videos that she created, believe it or not.
From scratch.
From scratch.
From scratch.
She wrote everything and had it all done. But the books are on there, and we'd love to have you join us. I just got a prayer request this morning from someone through our website who contacted us through our website for prayer, and we put everybody on the list, and then we pray for all the people who join us either through our website or through our church or just personally. We always pray for this ministry here, this
radio
ministry. This is like nothing else in the area.
Well, it's awesome. It's awesome, and I have to say this. You're encouraging emails that come out as God is directing you to just encourage people that are fasting. And some of you, maybe a day, maybe a meal, you would think, boy, that's a big deal. But 21 days, how could I fast 21 days? Now, we're going to talk about this. This does not mean that you cannot eat. It means you set aside certain things so that you can, with purpose, pursue God. Now, we're going to get to that in just a moment, but Ma and Paul have shown up in the studio, and we welcome them. Yay! All right. And we're going to find out, you know, just coming through Christmas and all, I suspect that we probably have some of our family listening today that had some interesting things happen over Christmas. And maybe I trust you had some answers to prayer like we did in our family, and we saw some wonderful opportunities, and we got to spend great time with our family. But Ma and Paul, I believe they're going to have something to say to us today about all of that. And so listen in and keep your dial set right here at 89.9. Well, Christmas has always been a very special season for Ma and Paul. Enjoying profound Christian values, they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. While they have always participated in the giving of gifts, their personal commitment as a family is to avoid the crass commercialism that has infiltrated Christmas celebrations over the last few decades. This morning, Paul has some stories to tell Ma. Dear friends who found more suffering than joy, imagine that, on Christmas Day.
Well, Ma, it's nice to have some time to relax, ain't it?
Oh, it sure is. You know, I love the Christmas season, but it ain't living life in the slow lane. We had Christmas Eve services at the church, then we went downtown to sing Christmas carols at the Nativity in the town square, back home for a little sleep, then on Christmas Day we helped serve that food at the homeless shelter. Then you played Santa for all them kids. You must have given out over 100 toys.
Yeah, it seemed like a dream come true, looking into the faces of all them kids, their smiles and such, and seeing most of their parents with tears running down their faces. I got a ton of blessings from that experience.
Oh, I know that. If you could have smiled any broader, your lips would have covered your ears. But seems something happened to your joy when you got back from your breakfast this morning with your Bible study group.
Well, I got an earful from the fellers about all their complaints. Their family gatherings on Christmas Day were not too pleasant, according to them.
Really? Tell me more.
Yeah. Old Art Fenton Mackler said he'd invited his two brothers and their families for Christmas dinner. That ended up being 20 people. His wife Eloise thought she'd cooked enough food, but found there was only enough for 18. Well, Art tried to convince their guests to ration their portions so everyone could have something to eat. But his older brother decided Art and Eloise had deliberately cut back on the quantity to spite them.
Goodness, Pa, that's horrible.
And then the brother, in anger, picked up a handful of mashed potatoes and threw them at Art. Well, that got Art all upset. So he grabbed a turkey leg and threw it right back at his brother. And then everybody started a food fight. At the end of it all, there was no edible food, and the family left in a huff, leaving Art and Eloise to clean up the mess.
Oh, I ain't never heard of such a thing. I suspect old Art and Eloise won't be having them over again for quite a spell.
I believe you're right, Ma. But then old Ed Shripley piped up and told us about his Christmas Day experience. He said his wife had been hinting for the last couple of months about wanting a fancy necklace and matching earrings. Well, he found a nice set on Amazon and ordered it. When it came, he just wrapped the box without opening it and put it under their tree.
Well, I think I might have an idea about how this story unfolds.
Oh, it unfolds badly. When Ed and his wife got to open their presents with each other, Ed went first. He was greatly surprised to find his wife had got him a very expensive hunting knife, one he's always wanted. When his wife opened her present, Ed was trying not to smile too much in anticipation of her joy over that high-end jewelry he'd acquired for her. But when she opened the Amazon box, she pulled out a gold-plated nose hair clipper instead.
Oh, Paul, if I was Ed's wife, I would have been very upset.
I'm going to say she was more than just upset. Ed said the look in her eyes was murderous, and in an instant, she grabbed Ed's hunting knife, jumped up, and began chasing him around the house.
Well, Pa, it's dangerous to suggest to a woman that she has a nose hair problem. The anger it creates overcomes the whole reason.
Yes, it does. Thankfully, when she finally calmed down, old Ed showed her his Amazon account where he'd really ordered for her. They're the best of friends now, but just think of what could have happened.
These last two stories have each been horrible. I know you had one more fellow with you at breakfast, so I imagine the story you're about to tell is even more grievous than the last two.
You're right, Mom, but I saved the best for last. Old Marvin Gunnerflab and his daughter and her husband were over for Christmas Day, along with their three children. Now, you'll remember that Marvin's daughter married into money, and all those riches have turned their heads and their minds and their hearts to worldly attitudes. So after all the presents had been opened, the oldest grandchild took his siblings over into a corner, and they were all whispering something. And then they came and stood in front of Marvin, and the oldest one said to him, "We have to report to you that the quantity and quality of the presents given to us is well below what we've come to expect. If there is not an immediate move on your part to alleviate this situation, we will have no choice but to take you to court." Then he held up his iPhone and said, "I've got our attorney on speed dial," with his finger poised over the screen. Then he said, "What shall it be, old man?"
Oh, glory be. How spoiled are those children. I would have taken them all out to the woodshed and given them a good spanking.
Well, old Marvin threatened to do that till the young fellow held up his iPhone again and threatened to call 911, claiming domestic violence.
Oh, my, my, my. I'm sorry your friends all had such emotionally painful Christmas days. One would hope that Christmas would be one season where families can enjoy some peace with each other.
Well, you're right, Ma. And yet, we know that the world's values have encroached so much into our society that just about everyone is staggering under the spirit of heaviness.
Well, that's true. But you and I have been in deep prayer for many years now, understanding that the Lord isn't going to allow these conditions to remain. Even now, He's working in the spirit realm to restore the hope that everyone hungers for.
I agree. And I tried to transmit that truth to my friends this morning. They're still stinging from all their painful encounters with anger and entitlement.
Well, we just got to continue to pray, Pa, and to pray relentlessly and pray with total belief and with a holy expectation that God is about His business of restoring our culture. And really, He's working all over the world. And we need to not allow the devil's lies to misdirect us.
Amen. And I might add to that content of our prayer to encourage folks to spend more time being thankful for all the blessings they do have rather than complaining about what they don't have. And kind of along these lines, I've been thinking about calling old Ed Schmipley and asking him if I could buy that gold-plated nose hair clipper off of him. You may not believe this, Ma, but I have always wanted one of them things.
Well, I guess I can't get in the way of that, Pa. But if you do buy it, you better not let me catch you using it at the dinner table. Remember just how mad I got when you started cutting your fingernails during our meals?
Yeah. No problem. I'll just do it in the barn. I learned my lesson. Still have the scars, I believe.
Well, this is live radio with Ma and Paul this morning, and sometimes we get ourselves a little cracked up here. But we all know that it has been more difficult for us to celebrate those sacred seasons in the calendar year, especially when we gather with our families and good friends. The darkness does press in, and many folks don't have the spiritual strength and diligent commitment to the Lord to resist that oppression. This is the reason the Lord has been calling His church into faithful prayer for several years now. And you must know, He is not calling us into such prayer just so we can survive during this season of darkness. No! He is calling us to pray and to expect that He will deliver us from it and do so wonderfully. If we're impatient, well, we're just saying to God that we don't trust His perfect timing. This attitude must change. Our faith must be constantly renewed in the presence of our loving Father, and we must not fear. Remember 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Well, Mom, Paul, it's been great to have you with us this morning, and certainly you call to our intention the importance and the need of prayer, and here we are with Tim and Maria. Before we jump into the next thought, I really wanted you to talk about, can you give that contact information again, Tim? How are people going to find the books, the resources, and get connected with you guys and be a part this year?
Well, the best way is just to go to the website, danielfast.org, and there you'll find all the books, all the resources, there are Bible studies, as well as Daniel Fast. There's a Daniel Fast guide and workbook, of course, but there's also a Daniel Fast cookbook, which we came up with because everyone asked, what are we going to eat?
Okay.
So, I came up with the Daniel Fast cookbook, and also for those who speak Spanish, we have now translated the Daniel Fast workbook into Spanish. So if you know someone whose Spanish is a preferred language and you want to have them to join your group perhaps, and they feel more comfortable with Spanish, well then we have that available because people asked for it. Also, there's a contact us there, which we would love to have you contact us, and we will put you on our prayer list. Just let us know what you'd like us to pray for you, and we will be happy to do that every day of the fast and going forward. So that's the best way to
hold
us.
Very, very good. All right, so I have in my hand the orange book. Now, this is you. There's two different releases of this, right? There's a green one and an orange one.
Yes.
Maria?
Yeah.
What is the difference?
The difference is one has more doodles.
Doodles.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You can doodle more.
You can doodle more. Okay.
Yeah, and the other one is meant say, oh, I don't like to doodle.
So the green one is for those of you who are not doodlers.
Yes, not
okay.
Doodlers.
All right. Dave, can you give our phone number? Because we want to give one of these away right now.
Yes.
First caller that gets in here, we're going to make available to you either the orange or the green. You can say, I am or I am not a doodler. And yes, we will try to please you. We'll cover cost of shipment, and this will be coming to you as a gift from Tim and Maria Widrow and from the Lord. And so if you're interested in being a part of this great fast and this great season, maybe you're a pastor, maybe a board member, Sunday school teacher, maybe you have a home group, and you would like to just find out more about this, then please give us a call. Maybe this book would be a great tool.
Here's a call right now, 772-221-1100 is the number. 772-221-1100.
Okay, Maria.
Yes.
Now this fast does not mean that we starve.
No, it's not. It's not a starvation. It's a basically you have to choose to eat only the food that Daniel eats.
Okay.
Which is a fruit, vegetables, seeds, nuts, and pulses.
Okay.
The pulses is everything that you can make, like a, let's say lentils, lentil soup, or barley, something like that. But the rest of it you have to not eat during the fast. For example, you cannot eat anything that is sugar or bread with yeast or a fried delicatessen.
Okay.
It's because it's, after all, it's a fast.
It is a fast.
It's kind of a like we, in our physicality, when we weak, actually we glorify God and we see how much we depend of God.
Amen.
And that's why, you know, it's very important. And the green book and orange book, and they have the same pages and can be used for husband and wife.
Husband and wife can use them.
Yes.
And so I know we've had several phone calls coming in. If we can find a doodler and a non-doodler, we'll give two books away, right?
Yes.
we'll do that. Now, we want to talk about why we're fasting. And so, again, you mentioned earlier when you first came on that there was a day when, for health reasons, and I believe many people have changed their diet because of maybe this condition, that condition, but we're talking about God wanting to change the condition of our land.
Everything.
Speak to us. Tim, I know this is something you're passionate about. Why fast? Why fast? Why are we doing this? What is the focus of our prayer?
Well, first of all, it all starts in the Bible. Daniel fasted, and he and God blessed him with the answer to the dream for King Nebuchadnezzar. Also, Jesus in the Bible says when you fast. He doesn't say if you fast, so he's assuming that you will
have to do it.
That's right. So if he said to fast, we need to fast. If he wants us to fast, he will bless us because he is a good God and he knows what's best for us. Now, the purpose for us fasting is what Maria mentioned earlier. We have testimonies upon testimonies of people whose lives have been changed, and there are testimonies in the book, but the whole idea is based on 2 Chronicles 7:14 as well, where it says, if you pray, if my people will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land.
I will hear and I will heal.
Couldn't think of the word.
Two strong words.
Yes.
Hear and heal.
Hear your land. And now, right now, we need healing in our land.
We do.
Very badly.
It's emergency.
It is. 911.
It's emergency.
Every year we've done this, I felt this way, that our world globally just has never been at a higher level of threat. I mean, the world is just a mess. And so 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know, you were talking, that verse starts out by saying, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. One Sunday morning, a lady asked me if she could share something God had put in her heart. And she said, you know, occasionally, we as the people of God pray, occasionally we may fast, but in order for our hearts to really be changed, we have to learn to
humble
ourselves. And I believe fasting, at least in my life, is something that clears the deck. Mm-hmm. It clears the table. It removes the clutter. It forces me to think God's thoughts and to seek him in that kind of a way.
Yeah.
And what are we praying for? You're with this lady. You talk about the early days when you were fasting. Years have passed now. But here's a lady that was not even saved, but God had a plan to bring her into the kingdom, her sons into the kingdom.
Yeah.
And only heaven will know how many others' lives are impacted by that one thing. And so there's the call to connect with someone else, right?
Yes.
You're looking to have two or three. You want to have a partnership. And Jesus talked about that. The power of two or three, if they agree, is touching and praying. And so you're looking to come into fellowship for the purposes of the kingdom. Praying for awakening. We're praying for revival. And, of course, we are also praying for our own families. Their own families would be saved. And so these are significant things that we're praying for. We want to give the contact information again. And no one came in to tell us if the books are given away. I don't know yet. Maybe someone will tell us. Maybe they're still on the phone. We will see. But let's give the contact information again.
The contact information is danielfast.org. That's simply danielfast.org. We are here local, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
We're, by the grace of this radio station, we're able to reach people who we never would be able to talk with, and we hope that everyone will join us, because each and every person who prays and fasts will affect others, and that will affect their neighbors, which will affect their communities, which will affect their churches, which will affect their counties, which will affect the state, which will then affect our nation.
Amen. Amen.
The world. In the world.
Yes, and the world. And the world. And obviously, there are a lot of hurts in the world today. There's a lot of pain in families. A lot of families go through. My wife just told me this morning of a family that we were in college with her son, and she went to be with the Lord on Christmas Day. And so we know that some people go home. They go to heaven, you know, during this time of the year. And so some may be just suffering loss, even though we celebrate. But of course, when we look at the world without Jesus, in the darkness that is there, and knowing that life is available, this is a tool that God has given us for us to pull ourselves away from the hustle bustle of the world and from our normal appetites and desires, and to prioritize our pursuit of Him. And so, Maria, Tim and Maria, thank you for challenging us. And I'm going to be looking for you all to come back as we come on to Wednesday Lives, and as we move through this season of fasting as well. And I believe we're going to have some other books to give away. I have to let you know that we had a doodler and a non-doodler. So the two books that we were giving away this morning, thank you to the doodler and the non-doodler. We thank both of you.
Thank you.
And we've been blessed with some other books. We will be giving those away in the days to come. And Maria, you know, when we talk again, I'm going to want you to talk about The Bible, Jesus, and Me. That's another book that I had not seen until recently. I also have in my hand, we're going to be giving out one of these, Conversations with My Lord. Journal your thoughts, share your heart with promises from God. These are some other things we're going to be giving away. And of course, anyone can go to your website. Again, Tim, give that website.
The website is danielfast.org. Simple.
All right, we are going to sort of close our Wednesday Live this morning with a call to lift up Israel.
Yes.
There is a guaranteed promise for those who pray for and bless Israel, God's chosen people. And so we declare that today, that we as a ministry recognize that God is faithful to His word, and His covenant will be fulfilled. And we pray, of course, for all men and women to be saved. But Israel's at war at this time. This is a moms and dads are losing their kids. Children have lost their mom and their dad. There's deaths on both sides of this war, and there's a lot of evil that's there. But I want to just make mention of the fact that during this season, there are many who are being stirred up and raised up to minister and to call Israel back to God, come to God, to recognize Yeshua as their Messiah and come to salvation. And I love this song. It's simply entitled Zion. It's one of those songs that talks about Israel returning home. And we're going to close with a moment of prayer following this song. So let's go to this at this time. And please continue to listen be a part of this great ministry, WCNO. Keep your dial set at 89.9. This is Wednesday Live.
Oh, daughters of Zion, oh, Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father, hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing, so count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation, I will give you this land. I will bring you back
Sons of Abraham, I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. We'll never let go. No. And I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer own, lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that can take you away. I will carry you under my wings. I will bring you all back home. Oh, I will bring you all back home. Again, I will not hear you.
Lord, we just thank you for the work of WCNO, Lord. Lord, ask your great anointing on it, Lord, that you would expand, Father, its harvest, Lord. We ask that you would anoint, Father, everything that goes forth from here, Lord, to touch lives, to save lives, to Lord, strengthen your people, to prepare your people, Father. Lord, we ask that you anoint everyone who was part, Lord, your hand from Jonathan onward, Father.